a modern podcast where Chris and Mike talk about TV, movies, superheroes, and everything in between. It's time for Superhero Slate.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Superhero Slate, the show where we run down the latest superhero entertainment news.
We love TV, movies, and superheroes, so let's talk it all out.
My name's Chris Dillard.
And my name's Mike Royer.
And on today's show, we talk about the new Age of Ultron trailer, the Joker's new do, Supergirl's outfit, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s return, and a lot more.
Yeah, let's talk about how sick I am.
Oh my gosh, like, you're so sick, it's sick.
It's just one of those things where it's like, most of the time you can kind of feel it coming on, you feel like the seeds of it earlier in the week, but I literally just like woke up on like, I think it was like Wednesday morning, and it was just like, I just felt awful, and I'm surprised it's carried on this long. Usually I'm relatively healthy, but the show must go on, literally. So we're kind of lucky that it's a kind of a lighter news week this week. This will probably be a shorter episode.
It'll probably be our shortest yet, unless, you know, we just figure out a way to ramble on, no. As usual.
Yeah, I don't think rambling is going to be the best thing for my sore throat.
No. Well, yeah, we all hope you feel better, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to see how sore your back is after carrying this episode.
Oh, I see what you did there. I don't get it, but it's all right.
Yeah.
So, in my mind is we got a new cat.
Oh, yesterday. Exciting. What did you name the cat?
Well, I wanted to name it Purface McWhiskerton. And I thought it was a great name, right? It's very regal, elegant.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But instead, it actually is going to be named Gemma.
Gemma.
J-E-M-M-A, after Gemma Simmons in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay. Well, I was definitely expecting a superhero name. That's why I asked.
Yeah, yeah. Tried a few other ones. Didn't really work out very well. So settled on that. And it's probably the nicest cat I've ever seen.
Oh, well, I hope this cat works out for you. Sometimes cats can be assholes.
Yeah, this one's, like, it honestly had no problems adjusting. The cat we already have, she's a bitch, and she's not taking to it too well just yet. But, there's no hissing. Uh-huh. Like, there's no cat fighting. And when I say cat fighting, I don't mean two women going at it. I mean literal cat fighting.
Just remember, when the cats start fighting, you have to throw in the tussle, because you have to show them that you are the dominant person in the household.
That's right. I told them.
You just got to pick them up, one in each arm, and just like scream in their faces.
I always go that far. I tell them every couple hours, I'm like, remember, cats, at the end of the day, you're still a cat. And my size 12 shoe is bigger than both of you. So let's see what happens.
All right. Well, next week, let's make sure we get the cats on the podcast.
We will. It's a Big Ten next week. We got to do something special.
That's true.
Oh, that was also a Purdue joke reference.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, speaking of asshole cats, you know who else is a big asshole?
Who?
Ultron.
Oh, my gosh. I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wants to take hope from them.
Yeah, and he's going to tear them apart from the inside out, just like this cold that I have.
Well, it just said take them apart from the inside on this trailer, which is interesting. And that's actually a funny point you bring up, because I was watching it this morning, I've watched it probably like 5 times a day at least. Mm-hmm. And he says, we'll tear them apart from the inside. And I think that might be like a note to like embed the Scarlet Witch in Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm.
And that what he means, tear them apart, like let them do the infighting. But that was just me. Like now that you said that, that sparks my mind.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. So I think, you know, this is a pretty organic segue into our first topic, which is the final Ultron trailer.
Yes, this is the big number 3. This is nothing like the first two.
Yeah, I think what's important to note before we start talking about the trailer is Marvel is one of the best studios I've ever seen at putting trailers together without spoiling it. You know, if you're if you're just like a casual observer of these movies, you're not gonna get anything out of this. Like, you know, as much as someone who would understand comics, you know, a lot of these little nuances will just pass by you and stuff like that. So I think it's important to note that there's really no spoilers ever in these trailers. They never really ruin the movies. It just kind of ramps up speculation and just kind of makes everything more fun.
And honestly, coming from a comic reader's point of view, even if you tear it apart, I still don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, they've really have only highlighted things that we've known from the very start.
Yeah.
You know, we knew that they were shooting in like South Africa and stuff, because that was literally one of the first set photos we ever got. So we've seen parts of that. You know, we knew that there were going to be parts in like cities and stuff like that. And we, you know, we've seen part of that in the trailer. So, you know, really it's just elaborating on stuff that we already know. And I even checked with you first, you know, I'm always really shaky with trailers, you know, so as soon as the trailer dropped, I had to tell you to go watch it. I mean, I knew you were watching it anyway, but I had to get the go-ahead from you first before I went and watched it. So,
yeah, the way they released this trailer, we were expecting it on Thursday. They hyped Thursday. Yeah. Thursday was the trailer release, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, all right, go to Twitter. And Twitter has this embedded unlock thing where if it gets enough retweets,
mm-hmm.
once it reaches 100s, they'll push the trailer. And they did. And honestly, I guessed it would hit by noon Eastern because it started at 9 a.m. and I figured it'd be noon Eastern, 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
It took, I think, to like 1 or 2, but mm-hmm. it still like blew up. I watched it jump from 15% to 30% on one single refresh.
Yeah, so I think what's important to take away from this is like just go watch it. It's really not going to spoil anything. I think they do a great job where they, like I said, they don't really release anything, but they really get you into the certain feel of the movie. They really get across like how menacing and evil Ultron is, especially with James Spader's voice really driving it home. And he's really been driving all of the trailers. I mean, this was kind of the first trailer that we've actually heard a lot of dialogue from the Avengers, like straight out of their mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go watch it. You know, you don't have anything to worry about. And also, a cool thing that also happened when this came out is they finally released pre-sale tickets
for movies. Yes, that was something. Actually, I wasn't going to buy tickets. I was going to wait. And then you were like, bought my tickets for what? Yeah. Yours is 8 p.m. on that Thursday before?
Yeah, I was kind of crossing my fingers for an earlier in the week release because sometimes bigger films out here in LA you can see as early as Tuesday, depending on what the film is. Like, I was able to see Interstellar on like a Tuesday, so it's kind of crossing my fingers with Marvel here, but Thursday at 8 o'clock was my earliest showing that I could do in 3D. Usually I'm not a big stickler when it comes to 3D. I can kind of have it, take it or leave it. But I was like, well, this is the first time I'm going to see it. I'm definitely going to see this more than once in theater. So I was like, I'm going to make the first time 3D. You know, it's going to be at 8 p.m. on a Thursday. It's probably going to have the most hype, excited audience in the theaters. And that's kind of something I look for. So
yeah, and that's Pacific time. So not to rub it in your face, I'm watching at 7 p.m. on Eastern time.
Well, I think everyone over in Europe is rubbing it in our faces.
That's true.
They get to see it way well before that.
That's true. Those commie bastards.
I think Captain America made sure that they weren't all commie bastards.
That's true. But I'm excited. I got mine. Actually, I was kind of really sad that the IMAX near me doesn't have any screenings for that Thursday night.
Oh, man.
And I was kind of sad because I'd pay extra to go to an IMAX screening of this, to the nicer theater where they serve booze. But I actually had to stick it out to the one. It's half a mile away. But it's not a nice theater. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping most people are saving it for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Because I my biggest fear at a 7 p.m. showing,
mm-hmm.
teenagers.
Yeah, but it's a really big issue that me and my wife always try to figure out is, you know, which showtime is going to be the best showtime to avoid, like, just kids.
Yeah, yeah, and honestly, like, I'm not too fond of the area I live in. Like, it's, like, I live close to Louisville. I'm not in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
And it's, sometimes it's pretty rough. Like, my car has been, like, rifled through before when I left it unlocked once. Nothing was taken. It was just gone through. But, you know, it's enough to, like, make you a little on edge.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not too worried about it. But I'm excited for Age of Ultron. Now, I saw the trailer. I watched it right away. I screamed out loud with no one around. And I think you'll know. I think you know that part when I did. Uh-huh. It wasn't any time in the beginning of the trailer. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But before we get into talking about it, if you have not seen this trailer, pause this podcast, go to our notes, click on the YouTube link, watch it right now.
Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed. It's just going to make you super hype.
Yep, and we're going to talk about it from here on out. So if you are don't want to be the trailer to be spoiled, which means nothing really. Like, it doesn't even spoil the movie. Just pause it, watch it, come back. We're gonna talk about it.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so what did you think of it? I haven't got your opinion too much on this because, you know, you've been sick. You've been a little quiet this week, a little low on the radar. What did you think of it, first off, before I jump into this?
All right, so first of all, each trailer, Ultron just gets more and more menacing. We finally get to see him kind of, I guess, up and about. We actually get to see him in a little interaction with the Avengers. I went through some of the stills of the trailer, and I saw like a crouching, almost a pounce position from Ultron, which I didn't see when I watched the trailer the first time. As I sip here on my ginger ale to make myself feel better. But this trailer was amazing. I mean, it's the perfect lead into the film. I mean, everyone's talking about this film in general. It just got me super hype. I'm going to let you talk about most of the specifics because I saw your lengthy series of notes, your basically your in-depth analysis, but it's so cool. You get to kind of see some of the quippy language that Joss Whedon is awesome at directing. A really specific point in the trailer, which I'm sure you'll bring up, I'll point out, it's a little conversation between Captain America, Iron Man, I think Thor, I think, which might reveal something a little bit more devastating in the future. But overall, it just looks great. The CG gets a little bit better in every trailer. James Spader is just as creepy as he always is. So, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. I'll tell you right now, you're not wrong on any of those points, except the fact that it was Bruce Banner, not Thor.
Oh, was
on that thing? Yeah. Either way. But you're not wrong. Like, this is, like, I was expecting another, like, Trailer 1 and Trailer 2 kind of felt similar for this. Mm-hmm. You know, they were, like, it was a somber, the no strings on me kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, keep it mysterious, we don't know what's going on, a lot of Hulk, a lot of destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Just crank it to 11. Like, yeah, the first one, a little hype, second, a little bit more. This was a lot of hype coming for this movie. And I think they nailed it home. Like, this will be the movie you want to watch on May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be late. But you're right. I went through this and broke it down because, you know, I wasn't going to leave any stone unturned, Infinity Stone or not. leaving it not unturned. And, yeah, you like that? So, first off, I'm just going to go through the trailer. Like, as I took these notes as I watched it, like, I don't know, the eighth or ninth time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go through and kind of what I've been thinking on them. So you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so first off, opens on a mountains and a castle. All right, these two shots. They look like it's Eastern European.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, the way it's cut makes it look like Ultron's inside this castle.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I think so is because if you look at one of the cuts later with the Ultron drones climbing up out of the water, it looks like it's climbing up to this castle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Avengers will eventually get there, but this may be where, like, he's building his Ultron army underneath.
Yeah, I think it's really easy to see that we're kind of have three really specific set pieces so far. You know, we have this winter wonderland that we've seen a couple different times in the trailers, you know, with snow and forests and stuff like that. We have Africa. And then we just kind of have general, like, city. So I don't know if that's going to be New York again. I would imagine so because we get a glimpse at the Avengers Tower.
Yeah, we do. And that's actually something coming up pretty soon. While we're in the castle, you know, I want to talk, like, you know, we have the twins, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, talking to Ultron. And he's got a Dr. Claw vibe going on.
Mm-hmm.
You see the one arm and, like, the cloth draped over him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where that comes from or how Ultron acquired this castle, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested in kind of... he's a villain. He's going to have a monologue of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see what that is in that castle.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. After this, it jumps right to the city. And I looked into this. It's actually Digital Media City in Seoul, South Korea.
Oh, okay.
And this is kind of where actually most of the fighting looks like it takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have their Avengers sponsored suits going on here. The crowded streets, like the cityscape, I think it's all South Korea on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Even later, we'll talk about a scene where they're on top of a truck and it looks like it's South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
But then we see an interesting thing. Ultron's unplugging himself.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like he's in the back of a box truck. Did you get that vibe?
I didn't really get a vibe of particularly where he was. Just it seemed like a long hallway. So box truck could be a possibility, I suppose.
Yeah, and I was looking, and you know, Ultron's red, right? All his lights are red. This had a blue thing coming out of the end of it when he unplugged it. So I don't know if this is like him upgrading himself into his newest armor.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he was transferring conscience or plugging himself in. I don't know.
Jacking on, okay.
that's a Futurama reference.
Yeah, I got that one.
So I don't know what's going on here, but that's interesting, you know, to think, you know, someone's like, oh, he's a robot. He doesn't need to charge him up. I'm like, yeah, he probably has a battery to run his, you know, mechanics on his suits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's got his own little arc reactor like Tony does. But
yeah, I would assume it's an arc reactor.
But I didn't see one in him, mm-hmm. so I don't know if what he's plugging himself into. That's a new question that has been brought up. Then we see a big collapsing construction site.
That was just a cool shot in general.
That was. I think that's related to the Hulkbuster fight.
Oh, yeah.
But there's definitely nothing going on to tell us where that is.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to the Avengers Tower, and you're right. It's a big blue A, which I didn't expect it to be blue. I expected it to be like white or red,
mm-hmm.
kind of like their outfits. Anyway, this is the first time we've actually seen it since that glimpse in the Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to actually get inside the tower
mm-hmm.
and see what Tony's been up to. And then next, Tony has the scepter. The Loki scepter from Avengers.
Oh, and I didn't pick up on that one, actually.
He's got it in his lab when he's talking about artificial intelligence.
Mm.
And this is twice this Infinity... I don't want to give that away. This twice this soap scepter has been in Tony's hands in this trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So once it's here in his lab, and I think this may have something to do with Ultron's creation, but that's a vague possibility. Ignore that. Anyway, and we'll come back to when he has it later. But now we have Ultron drones coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
How scary was that?
It's basically robot zombies.
It really is. Like those drones like coming out of the ground, they came out of the water, and later we see them fly. Like, there's nothing they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're everywhere that the Avengers would go. And it's kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So watch out. Like, look under your bed tonight. Make sure there's no Ultron drones. So I'm going to jump down, like... I don't know if you noticed this, when Captain America is trying to pull those cars back from flying off that bridge, how high up is that bridge?
I don't know. Man, you just have this level of analysis on this trailer that is like so far beyond me. You're picking up on so many things.
Yeah, I watched it pretty closely and I did the screenshots, but like I actually ended up with more questions than answers by the end of this. So either way, the bridge looks like it's really high up. Like it's like thousands of feet above a city, and that kind of made me confused.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to digress from that and go to the coolest gadget in there. Hawkeye's six-shooter arrow gadget.
Okay.
Everyone's like, oh, is that Wolverine's claws? I'm like, no, you're stupid. Shut up. Like, it's actually a gadget that collapses six arrows for Hawkeye so he can fire them at once.
Oh, so that's what we think that is then. That was the one where it's like, it looks like it's behind someone's back or something like that.
Yeah, it actually, that's what it, there were two featurettes released with this trailer, and one was the gadgets and props of the movie.
Uh-huh.
And they showed that off. They were like, here's his six arrow shooter.
Hmm.
And I looked that up and I'm like, that's awesome. They showed all the different Captain America shields they made, but that was like, Hawkeye's arrows probably had the biggest probably upgrade, since you know he had a lot of people complained about him and his arrows in the first one.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's kind of like answering some of those questions.
Oh, because I was under the impression, or at least a lot of other people were, that this could be a Ulysses claw, his actual claw.
I never known him to have a claw. Funny story, but it's a six arrow shooter. Hmm. And I can put the link in if you want for the show notes so people can watch that and confirm that as well. But
yeah, we can at least get a screenshot on that supposed claw arrow, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
Oh, I know what it is. I know. Anyway.
Ready to go to Vegas and put down bets on this trailer now, aren't you?
I got them down at the Derby, the Kentucky Derby down here. I got bets on this trailer.
Uh-huh.
But at 109, this is probably the biggest moment of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The Avengers assembling in that snowy forest.
Yeah, the big jump over the little snow mound.
Yeah, two things about this. Everyone is making it their Facebook header picture now. Literally, I count at least seven that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And two, everyone thinks it's Iron Man has turned into a motorcycle because of the way he flies in.
Yeah, it does kind of look like an Iron Man motorcycle. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. But right after that, that's where Tony grabs the scepter. Again, this is the second time Tony has had the scepter. The I think it's a mind gem. No one's confirmed this. Don't listen to me. But the scepter is going to play a big part in this movie as well as the first Avengers.
Yeah, we'll just have to see. I know a lot of people, some of the problems they've had with the first Avengers film when it comes down to, like, you know, I guess some people would consider it nitpicking, but, you know, they just feel like this Loki staff is too much of, like, a MacGuffin, you know. It's just too, I guess not all-powerful, but it just seems like the plot and, like, the saves all just kind of revolve around this little staff.
Yeah, and that, again, that leads me to thinking it's an Infinity Stone, which kind of is like their overall goal for the Marvel Universe. So we'll see. I'm not going to touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to see Nick Fury again. So, you know, we get to see he's back. But he's not yelling at us, ironically.
Mm-hmm.
That was something. It was a softer spoken Nick Fury than I think we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something different that I'm not used to. I mean, it's not bad, but it just shows an evolution of the character since, you know, he was knocked down a few pegs from Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to see Captain Tony and Thor versus standing off a very, very tall Ultron and Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really cool image of them, like, on that little catwalk or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I wanted to include in our featured image for our show. But, you know, it just visually you kind of had to take in the whole thing. So, yeah, it was just really cool to see that, like, it's obvious that Ultron is not just going to be saved until the very end, like the big baddie. They're going to be encountering him through the entire movie. And I'm just imagining this, like, just this epic, like, battle with this huge war between them and Ultron with all these battles in the movie. It's just going to be awesome.
Yeah. And honestly, I didn't expect Ultron to be so tall. Like, I want to emphasize, like, how tall he is. Makes Iron Man armor and Thor look small.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just something, like, makes him more intimidating, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings me to the next section you were talking about. Captain America says he has no plans tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, he basically is kind of insinuating, like, you know, one of us very well might die. I don't remember exactly what he says. It's something like, you know, there's a good chance, like, we might not all make it, I think is what he says.
Yeah, Tony says that, and then Captain says, I got no plans tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that could just be something written to the script to give us a little bit more weight to the scenario. But I mean, a lot of people have been speculating that that a character will eventually die in one of these movies, like a main hero. And a lot of arrows kind of point to that conclusion. You know, Joss Whedon loves to kill off characters. He's very notorious for it.
Mm-hmm.
And also in the comics, I mean, fucking, these heroes die all the time. You know, a lot of the stuff gets kind of retconned and heroes get brought back. But I feel like if that's going to happen in these movies, that's not going to be how it is. So, you know, I kind of have a theory that a major character is going to get killed off in the Infinity War, not Ultron. So maybe this is just foreshadowing to the future a little bit more, Phase 3.
Yeah. It's after they've already announced their Phase 3 slate, it's hard to tell if that has any true meaning to it or not.
Uh-huh.
And that was maybe something they shouldn't have waited. They should have waited for to say, here's what's going to happen. That way, we don't know if anyone makes it out of Ultron alive or not.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll work on that. We'll see what that plays off like in the movie.
Uh-huh.
But here's something I talked about you. The next part is something we talked about a lot of. Captain America throws his shield into Ultron's body.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure it's Ultron's final form.
Mm-hmm.
But something's in the truck they're fighting on top of. They're fighting on top of a box truck. Mm-hmm. And I took an image and I fiddled around with it, and it looks like there's an Iron Man armor in the back of that truck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. Have you thought of it anymore?
I think this could possibly be a scenario where maybe it's just over, maybe just a little over analyzing. Like, I have a feeling, you know, if you got a box truck and you're, you know, directing some action scenes, you know, you could have people fighting on the inside and people fighting on the top of it. So, you know, maybe that's just Iron Man down there for like just that split frame. Yeah, but
it looks like an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I mean, I think there's just, this movie is just going to be so dense. You know, just, I mean, we have like, you have like 2 pages of notes here for like, you know, like a 2-minute trailer. And I can't even imagine the amount of just content that we're going to get in like a 2.5-hour film, you know?
Which reminds me, we're going to have a spoiler full episode of Superhero Slate after Age of Ultron releases.
Oh yeah, when the film comes out, we're gonna have 2 episodes that week. One where we just give our overall thoughts and any other news that came out that week, and then we'll have our special what I think people are kind of coining as a spoiler cast, where you just kind of dig into the movie and you talk about everything. So we'll separate that stuff out so you guys don't have to worry about getting spoiled.
Yeah, but you showed the first image this week, and that was pretty impressive. A lot of people like that. I like it.
So, I knew you would.
Definitely did. So I'm going to go, like, I've kind of been skipping over some stuff here even, but I want to talk about 2 more things, maybe 3 before we get done with.
Yeah, let's hit these main points before we move on.
First off, Scarlet Witch put something into the Black Widow's head.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've actually seen her use her powers.
Mm-hmm.
And then her eyes glow red, so this gives some weight when we talked about the Hulk's eyes glowing red,
because
he's under the Scarlet Witch's control,
mm-hmm.
kind of going on there. Now, here is my personal assumption, is that she's telling the witch, or the Black Widow, to get close to Banner, because I think she makes their love scene happen, or mm-hmm. because it looks like that's in the trailer. She makes that happen because of this, some sort of suggestion. I don't know what will happen, but I think this is before that happens. So
yeah, I think that would be welcomed by most people. I think a lot of people really hate the shoehorned love story in. And, you know, there are love stories in the comics, so that's not, you know, a huge deal. But I kind of like that theory that you come up with that, you know, possibly it is just mind control, because we don't need love stories in our superhero movies.
No, they never work out. If you want love stories, go watch S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So next up, we're going to talk about the team fighting around a little, looks like a clockwork machine in the ground.
Yeah, it's kind of a scene that kind of seems like it's going to mirror that classic camera spin in the fighting of New York we got in the first Avengers film.
Yep, the first time they all landed and teamed up together there.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it coming down, I didn't notice this the first few times, but something's spinning in the ground and they're protecting it from the drones. And Lord knows there are hundreds upon hundreds of drones coming after this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we also see the Scarlet Witch fighting with them.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lending some credibility that, like, they may flip-flop sides several times.
Yeah, that's what I have a feeling. I mean, the trailer really sets up that, like, kind of Ultron's in control of these guys, but I have a feeling it is going to kind of be like a touch-and-go basis with these extra Avengers.
Yeah. And so I don't know what they're protecting. This is probably the big battle at the end. Like, this is what Ultron is after, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't think it's Infinity Stone related. I think that's been overplayed too much.
Mm-hmm.
That theory is way too often, because I don't think all the Infinity Stones are on Earth, because one was way too many. So, anyway, I don't know what that is. And lastly, last big point here, who was that at the end, Mike?
Oh, we finally see the pseudo man with the plan, and we finally get our first glimpse of Vision.
That's right. That's when I screamed. When I saw, like, I knew, I'm like, this trailer's not over yet. There's too much time left. Oh my God, they're going to show. And they did. The Vision. Yep.
And I think this is the perfect way to show him. Like I said before, I thought that we weren't going to see him in the trailers at all, because he's too much of a complicated character to set up. and I think it would just be too bizarre to see him in the trailer. But we got just a perfect little glimpse of him at the end, with just his eyes opening, and I think that's perfect.
Yeah, he's got a yellow glowy thing in his head. Like, he's always had a yellow glowy thing in his head, mm-hmm. but it's always been more solid color. And this one kind of looks like liquid or energized.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, it's got to be the soul stone because, you know, that's how you make an android a person with a soul stone. And I'm like, I don't know about that, guys.
Uh-huh.
Get these infinity stones out of my movie. But I also liked how his eyes are like camera lenses.
Uh-huh.
Like, this felt like, you know, this is a person, but it is a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we bought tickets.
Oh yeah, we got our tickets ready to go. I mean, this trailer was just dense. We probably talked about it a little bit more than we needed to, but I mean, there's just so much that we could have brought up in this whole trailer.
Again, this is a huge to have this trailer like of this caliber this week, and I didn't expect something so drastically different than the first two.
Yeah,
that and gives us something all new to look at.
Yeah, and I think it's good that we kind of took a good look at this because I think we're like 50-plus days now away from releasing our review. So, you know, we still got a little bit of a ways until the film actually comes out, and we probably won't be covering too much news on the film before it actually comes out because I don't think too much will be trickling out. We might get more news on other Marvel movies, but this is basically it until the film comes out. So, you know, there's not much more to talk about until we get to our review.
Yeah, and we're not. I'm not gonna like as soon as it comes out in England or other countries, I'm off the web.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not reading reviews. I'm not reading previews. I'm not clicking anything that's gonna tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's 53 days.
You went and took a look.
I have a countdown. I'm not gonna lie. But the only reason I have a countdown is I'm gonna do a plug here again. Mm-hmm. Every Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, I do a countdown to Ultron,
mm-hmm.
live tweeting the Marvel Cinematic Universe in release order.
Oh.
This past Friday, we had Iron Man 2. We got 5+ people involved in this, and Lord knows, I was so excited. Like the first time it was just me. The second time it was me and Brian, are the founders of Comic UI. This week to have more than 5 people like joining in, watching Iron Man 2 at the same time was just, I don't know. It's great to have that sense of community.
Yeah, well, you're getting we're getting people in here on the ground floor, you know. So this is growing. It's fun to have people out there.
Yes, and this Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, is Thor. So tune in, follow my Twitter, and we'll talk Thor.
Yeah, so that's the trailer. Go give it a watch. I think we should go ahead and we can jump into these other things. I mean, like we said, not a whole lot left this week, so we'll kind of rifle through what we got in this little bag of news, and then we'll get out of your guys' ears for the day.
Yeah, so my this next thing is regarding to the DC Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first movie post Batman versus Superman. Odd choice of film, I'm going to be honest. Suicide Squad is the weirdest choice of film.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of playing that up because Arrow had a Suicide Squad, not the same one we're going to see.
They had a version, yeah.
But they did something different, and they cast the Joker in it first.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, the Joker's played by Jared Leto,
mm-hmm.
who has been known for looking like Jesus lately, if you would say so.
But with these photos that come out, he can look like just about anything, it looks like.
Yeah, so he got his haircut, his beard trim this week. They went in to get his outfit ready for screen testing, because this movie starts filming in April, and so they have to spend some time picking out the bright colors and stuff to show up on film.
Mm-hmm.
And they essentially documented this process from going from beard with long ponytail to clean-shaven, bleach blonde hair.
Yeah. I mean, I think this kind of just goes to show... I mean, he obviously has the star power to reach out to a lot of people when he changes something as drastic as his long hair. But I think this also kind of speaks to how important and integral just the Joker in general is going to be with this DC universe. I mean, we could see how much of a perfect character he was in The Dark Knight, obviously played by different actors. But we know that if we could have had the Joker in The Dark Knight Rises, we would have had him in there too, and I think that would have been a totally different movie and possibly better in my opinion. But I like how much weight and how much importance they're putting into Jared Leto as the Joker, because I think he's really going to be driving a lot of the villain motivations in this DC universe. You know, a lot of people complain about how, you know, the biggest problem Marvel has right now is their lack of good villains. I think the Joker is going to be the best villain over at DC, so give it as much attention as he needs.
Yeah, and we've included the screenshots kind of document this as well. Uh-huh. What's really interesting is they took Shade's eyebrows completely off for this.
Yeah, or maybe it's possibly just bleached eyebrows. I don't know.
Yeah, if you take a look, it doesn't look like having any eyebrows, and his hair's bleached blonde, so they can definitely color it later. But you know, the last time I saw Jared with this bleach blonde hair was in Fight Club. And it's probably my favorite movie with him in it, because he gets his face beat in. Just something about him rubs me the wrong way. But I'm willing to see his Joker. I'm willing to see Will Smith and that other chick who's in that movie Focus with him. I don't even know her name. Who plays Harley?
Margot Robbie, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to see this movie on principle alone, simply because they got a lot of big names in this film for as little as it is, and the enthusiasm this director has documenting this, it shows, you know, how powerful social media can be. But the fact, you know, they're documenting almost everything, like, oh, look, the actress who plays the Enchantress just walked into the set. Okay, she's not in costume, she just showed up, she looks disheveled like she just got off an airport or airplane. Like, okay, where you're enthused, that kind of gets me a little bit enthused as well. So, yeah. Suicide Squad, I'm riding the fence, but it's getting a thumbs up for me right now.
Yeah, for sure.
So, speaking of things filming, that's really all I got for this. It was confirmed that the Wolverine 3, the third Wolverine solo film, will start filming early in 2016.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I can say about Wolverine 3 is just I only have questions. We have no answers. I believe we were talking about before the last Wolverine movie. We literally don't really know where this fits in with the X-Men timeline. We don't know if they're kind of fracturing these different timelines that they're making, like Back to the Future style, and you know, Wolverine from Japan just exists in a different time zone timeline. But I'm really confused where this is going to go. But Hugh Jackman was reported saying that he wants to play Wolverine for literally as long as he possibly can. So he really likes the character, so he's not going anywhere. So we might get Wolverine 4 and Wolverine 5, and hopefully we'll get a team-up movie with Wolverine and Deadpool.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, for those who don't like X-Men Origins Wolverine, there are, like, maybe 10 good minutes in that movie overall. But The Wolverine that came out, I think, late 2013, great film. Honestly, changed my perception of what they could do with the character Wolverine.
Yeah, it was a nice standalone story.
Yeah, and I think that's really helped it, because it's not overpowered with other mutants. He's got a little bit of baggage from X-Men 3, but that's okay. It doesn't bog the story down. And it's a beautiful film. And I was really excited. So if you haven't seen The Wolverine, you should. And it kind of gets me a little more excited for Wolverine 3.
Yeah. So we got the third one coming out. And we're just going to have to see. I literally don't have anything else to say about it, because we don't know anything.
Yeah. So what we do know, I guess I know about this, you don't.
Yeah.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. return this week. Yay!
Yeah, my enthusiasm is so apparent. As you can see, I didn't even watch it return this week.
Yeah, that's so sad. So this starts the second part of season 2. It's not half, because technically they did 10 episodes and this was the 11th, and out of like 22.
So, you know, this is I think what I'd like to do in this little Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. segment. So I've had some people ask me about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You know, I hear a lot of people asking the opinion if they should catch up, you know, or if there's a certain episode they should start on, you know, should they go back and watch all of them? So how about for like just the next like 30 seconds, you try to sell me and anyone else out there why they should start watching this again with this mid-season premiere?
So I think this depends, like, have they ever seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or have they seen season one? Or
just assume that they've seen a couple episodes here and there, so they kind of get the gist of what it's about.
Okay, so for this pitch here, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2 sets up the Marvel Cinematic Universe for years to come. Mm-hmm. They're introducing Inhumans of their own accord. Mm-hmm. They're introducing what we thought were new characters are actually have comic book counterparts, mm-hmm. such as Sky is no longer just a random new character. She actually has a comic book counterpart. Mm-hmm. And they're actually up in the effects and the story and like the action to a whole mm-hmm. new level that we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, seeing... In Winter Soldier, if you've seen Winter Soldier, the part where Nick Fury gets hit by a van and he's stuck in his like Jeep, uh-huh. they did like a TV show version of that this week.
Okay,
and the lady who plays Agent May was uh-huh. the voice of Mulan. So there you go, sold.
All right, well, you know, I think I'll. I'm not off the show. I just don't make it a priority. So I plan on watching it here soon. Catch up. Even coming from a person like me who's not a big fan of the show, I can still recommend people watch it because they still are connecting this with the main movie universe. So at least when you watch it, you kind of get to see familiar storylines, you get to see familiar characters return and make cameos like Sif.
Yes.
So, I guess don't go open up your wallet and be buying like collector edition box sets of the seasons. I believe the first season is up on Netflix right now.
It is on Netflix, so that's always a bonus. Like you're not really out of anything.
Yeah.
But be very forgiving of the first season.
Yeah.
It's not the best thing in the world. Mm-hmm. But by the end, you'll know why it took so long.
Yeah, but I mean, if I could tell anyone anything, from what I've heard from so many people out there, is the show is only getting better. So that's something good. And how often do you look back at some of your favorite shows and you realize how weak those first like seasons or two are? Like, man, like the first couple episodes of like The Office, obviously a totally different type of show. But I mean, pilot episodes and first seasons, not always the best, but,
A lot of the times we get the other way. Like, I'm going to refer this back to NBC's Heroes because, mm-hmm. Same channel, but same producer, Jeff Loeb. Uh-huh. Heroes was great the first season and just tanked. Mm-hmm. S.H.I.E.L.D. the opposite way. Like, I don't think it tanked. It didn't do as good as it could. Mm-hmm. And now it's just on that uphill climb.
Yeah. But, I'll still keep watching it. I like the little poster that they brought out for the mid-season premiere. I'm a really big fan of like hand painted posters, so
yeah. And they're actually doing, I think, one of those per episode.
Oh wow,
there's one for the next episode with Sif because Sif comes back in the next episode. The thing I just wanted to touch base on this, and this is because someone asked me, they're like, they're introducing characters that we've not seen in the comics. Mm-hmm. Like Reyna is now something completely different mm-hmm. than what she was, and nobody knows who she is. Like, there's no comic book similarity so far. Uh-huh. And I think that's really awesome that they can build their own characters mm-hmm. and roll with them. Mm. And that will tie into the Inhumans movie in 2019.
Yeah, which is quite a while away, but
I'll wait.
We all know that you're not going anywhere.
No, definitely not. Things that aren't going away. Toy Story, we can't kill this franchise.
Oh, yeah, so I think it's obvious that it's a kind of a light news week if we're including a Toy Story news into our little feed here.
Yes. So Toy Story 4 has been said that it's going to be a standalone film, not intended to start a new trilogy. But what franchise movie doesn't, though? Like, uh-huh. they say this, but I don't believe them. Uh-huh. And it's supposed to be a romantic comedy, and that's where they kind of lost me.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I guess if we're going to touch on Toy Story here, I mean, it was, talk about a perfect trilogy. We don't need a we just don't need a fourth one. I mean, I wish Pixar would just put their effort into literally anything else. I guess trilogies are just kind of an arbitrary number, but I just feel like the meaning and the sentiment in the last scene of Toy Story 3 was just perfect. That's the part of the movie that made me cry. I mean, I wasn't stupid. I didn't think the toys were actually going to get set on fire, so I didn't cry when I saw them holding hands going into the possible pit of death of flames. I cried when Andy drove away from his toys when he went to college. That was the sad part. Let's end the trilogy there. Perfect.
Well, the trilogy technically did end there.
Well, still, don't need another one.
Nah, I mean, yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm picking what you're throwing down. And honestly, like, of all the Disney Pixar films, Cars didn't need a sequel.
Uh-huh.
That, I think, and now they spun that off to Planes and then Planes again. Yeah. But and everyone's clamoring for The Incredibles too.
Yeah, you know, this is how we bring it back around to superheroes. You know, the first Incredibles is
that's the best Fantastic Four movie ever made.
Yeah, it's probably in my top 10 superhero movies would be The Incredibles. So let's get that second one. You know what, Toy Story 4, we don't need you. Give me another Incredibles. I mean, are they worried about superhero, like, oversaturation? This is, like, the perfect market to bring an incredible movies out in.
Well, I mean, they just had Big Hero 6, and it got Oscar nominations.
Yeah.
And Disney's not afraid to put it out, but, like, why set Incredibles, a clamored for sequel, on the back burner for something like this?
Yeah. Well, either way, it doesn't make me happy. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It makes me salty.
All right. Don't get salty. I'm actually going to jump ahead. Normally, I was going to talk a little bit about the Secret Wars comic event coming up, but I'm not, because there's like, I just got a new information. There's 9 unreleased series. I'm going to talk about these later, about how they're bringing back older favorite comic series, kind of like Civil War and World War Hulk or Future Imperfect. See, things you, I don't know, you've probably heard of at least 2 of those 3. But I want to talk about this later, because actually this weekend I found near-perfect copies of the original Secret War.
Oh, okay.
At a arcade expo, where they actually had arcade games you played for free. And I bought them, and I need to buy some more. So I'm going to bring this up later, but I just want to let people know we're going to talk about Secret Wars, because I think this is going to tie into the films. And I'll bring that up later.
Oh, okay, yeah. We'll talk about that in the future.
What I want to jump to is Supergirl pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got those.
Supergirl is happening. We are getting the pilot is happening. We are getting another pilot for a potential DC TV series, not related to the movies, but possibly related to the current television universe.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of these pictures?
Well, I believe I was I sent you a text message once I saw it. Basically, I'm not impressed. It basically just looks like a female version of Superman's costume, which, you know, people out there will be saying, well, duh, that's exactly what it's supposed to be. I mean, it's just not impressive. I mean, it's just like, looks like Supergirl. It looks like the same fabric that made Superman's costume. I mean, I'm not too familiar with the actress. She looks very...
I don't like her. This is where I'm going to draw the line.
Yeah, I mean, no one's saying that she's ugly or just unattractive, but, like, she just doesn't seem to be embodying the role. It just seems like I'm looking at a very, very good cosplayer.
Yes, thank you. Like, that's the exact words. Like, this is, like, someone's cosplay pictures right here.
Yeah, and which is, when I actually sent you the picture, I believe I said, if this is real, I'm not impressed, because I wasn't too sure. Because it actually, when I found the picture, it took a while before, like, any news sites picked up on this being official, so I thought this could have just been cosplay or, like, a really good Photoshop or something.
Okay, so here's my problem. This actress's neck is, like, a mile long, and I don't mean to be mean about it, but yes, I'm going to be mean about it, because if you're going to cast Supergirl, like, who is this girl? Like, what does she do? Her name's Melissa Benoist, I believe. I don't know who she is. She doesn't look like Supergirl. The outfit doesn't look like a good Supergirl. I'm baffled. How is this getting made? Will it get out of pilot status? I don't know. I don't want it to.
Yeah, I mean, I was just kind of hoping for, you know, this is an opportunity to make a new kind of superhero, I mean, Superman, like, TV show, just in the version of a female. So, you know, I was kind of hoping they maybe might take some risks with the costume. You know, like I've said before, I think costume reveals are really, really cool, and they're really exciting, and I really like to see how they're going to translate the character. And this just kind of seems a little too one-to-one to me. I was kind of hoping, you know, maybe they would take some risks, you know, you know, in the New 52, in the comic book series, they removed Superman's iconic underwear, and they just kind of gave him more of a streamlined look. You know, honestly, I was expecting a Supergirl without a skirt. You know, it's just kind of one of those things where it's just like, okay, you know, even the Incredibles made fun of superheroes having capes because they don't really make a whole lot of sense, but we can get why Superman would have a cape. You know, if you're going to give Supergirl a cape, why does she have a skirt? It just doesn't make any sense. It's just totally impractical.
It's very impractical, and it's, you know, when we go back to comic book versions, like girl versions of the, like, the male characters, let's look at the recently released Spider-Gwen, which is like if the spider bit Gwen Stacy instead of Peter Parker in that universe. She looks awesome.
Yeah, and I think that actually is really true how people are connecting to Spider-Gwen, because I haven't really read too much into Spider-Gwen. I know that she's kind of like an alternate universe type of deal going on, but you know, I follow a lot of artists on Instagram, and I've seen a lot of fan art, and people are just loving the design of her costume. So I was, you know, I was kind of hoping just for something new, something exciting. You know, I think we all could have imagined this in our head, you know, what they actually came out with. So I don't know. I guess it's not like I'm, you know, super bummed out, but it's just like, I kind of wish they would have taken a little bit of a creative control.
Yeah, and it's just, it's subpar, and that reflects on what they're trying to do here, I think. So that's all we got to say on that.
Yeah.
Two things left. First up, they're building the fourth version of Cerebro for the new X-Men movie.
Yeah, I took a look at the image, and, you know, it's just more Bryan Singer releasing kind of some of that backstage stuff, which I always find interesting. But, you know, I think we could have guessed that we would have seen it in the movie. But it's kind of cool seeing that it's getting built. You know, it's always good to see practical effects, you know, not all just green screen.
Yeah, and especially with Cerebro. Like, Cerebro would be so easy to green screen because it's a circular room with metal panels and you just wheels out in the middle of it, right? But like, they're building something huge, and like, I want to see Cerebro. Like, that's awesome that they're, like you said, practical effects. They're they're dying art, and I'm glad Bryan Singer is actually using it. So we'll have a link to that. You guys can check out the wooden frame of Cerebro.
Yeah. Well, before we move on to our last story here, man, it looks like we actually found a way to turn this light week into nearly a full episode.
Yes, we did. The adventure thing went a lot longer than I guess we should have, but
I think it just goes to show how we can just go on and on about literally anything because this stuff interests us so much.
Yeah, and if you sit down and look at things too long, maybe you find things that aren't there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm staring at this sore throat spray that I have over on my nightstand, and I'm going to be attacking that stuff as soon as this is over.
Oh, yes, please do. Please do. And you know, to do that, I will take the next topic.
Yeah, bring it on.
Okay. Chris Hemsworth, not myself, is now on Twitter, and that's really cool. I thought he was beforehand. I didn't know he wasn't. But it's always cool when, like, a new actor joins Twitter, especially if they're superhero-related. Robert Downey Jr. hasn't been on Twitter but more than maybe a year either, so that's really cool. Anyway, he was on SNL as a host this past Saturday, and he got to dress up as Thor and do a video of, you know, of the news celebrating with the Avengers after Ultron had been defeated, you know, for the movie, which, you know, no one is real, none of this information is real, but it was really funny.
Yeah, it was just a really funny sketch. You know, this is kind of perfect because it's kind of something that you could see someone coming up with and making a little short and releasing it on YouTube, just in their own little Thor costume, maybe trying to find a friend that looks the closest to Chris Hemsworth. But man, it was really funny seeing Chris actually dress up like this.
And the way the other actors nailed the how like Tony Stark and Captain America and Bruce Banner was pretty entertaining. And I haven't seen anyone dress up in their outfit. Chris Pratt did a Star Wars parody of the Guardians of the Galaxy. And before that, we actually saw Jeremy Renner dress up as Hawkeye, and he's like, I ran out of arrows.
Yeah, I mean, it's always really cool to see these guys just kind of be good sports. I mean, obviously, this isn't something where they're just taking advantage of them being like superheroes. You know, people just want to see him like that. And it was funny. I'm glad that he was a good sport. And just on the note of him joining Twitter, I have a feeling that he probably doesn't really care. It was probably more of his like PR team was just like, you need to be on Twitter because literally everyone else is. So he was just like, all right, I'm, you know, too busy being Australian and like palling around and drinking beer with kangaroos. But
well, I think when I got on his Twitter, like, he has another movie coming out other than Avengers, and I didn't know that. And I think it'll be a good way to promote his other projects than just when he's Thor.
Yeah. If I was a PR person out there, I'd start to get pretty nervous that my job was going to be taken over by a website.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how that works in Hollywood. I'll have to get famous and try it out.
Yeah, do that for me, and then you can take me to movie premieres.
Oh, you'll be the first. You're going to look good in a dress. So that's it for the week. Not a lot of topics. Hopefully next week will be bigger because it's a big 1-0 next week.
Yeah, 10 episodes. We got a full hand, all 10 fingers you need now to count our episodes.
Yes, and next week I'll be visiting the Lexington Comic and Toy Con, so I'll be bringing whatever news I can from there.
Oh, cool.
And following that is my birthday on that Tuesday afterwards, so it'll be a big podcast for us.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun.
Yes, so we'll try to do something special for it. We'll talk it out over the week, see what we can do for you special people out there. So when you're not sick, Mike, where can people find you?
Well, people can even find me here when I am sick. You can follow me at Mike Royer Design at Instagram or on Twitter. I'm putting up a new comic hopefully this week. It is inspired by The Walking Dead, which I think could be pretty funny. So you can check out my comics over at pickledcomics.com. Chris, where can they find you? Because they're going to need to be wishing you happy birthday soon.
Yes. You can find me at Valdan on Twitter, V-A-L-D-A-N. Mm-hmm. Also join me there Friday nights at 8 p.m. for live tweetings of all the Marvel movies. I also do that for Comic UI. So you can go to comicui.com, read the news there. We cover a lot of big stuff. We're actually partnering up with a graphic novel coming out, which we'll have more information for you later.
Cool.
And also, I write occasionally on Nerd Traffic, which is more tech-based and video game-based, as I also enjoy to video game.
Yeah.
So you can also follow me on Xbox Live at Valdan as well. So that's another plug.
You're just going to get a bunch of people yelling at you. In like game lobbies, that's not a good idea.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just put myself on party chat.
Oh, okay.
I forget them all.
So if you want to go no scope, Chris.
Oh yeah, that's probably a good potential. So, all right then. Well, that's our show for the week. I'm gonna let Mike go because he's sick and has some sore throat spray he needs to get on.
Yeah, I gotta blow my nose like a mofo.
Oh yuck! Thank you for saving it. So, follow us on. Was it iTunes and YouTube and all the other good places? And
yeah, just head over to superheroslate.com. All the links are there. Get all the show notes. And, you know, you can find our Facebook page and stuff like that. Just connect with us.
Yes, we love you.
Yeah, we love you too, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.